feeling so logical. Everybody, what's going on? My name is Tommy James, a.k.a. Mr. So Smooth, a.k.a. The Smooth Effect himself. And I'd like to welcome you to you, because it's 2024, so Happy New Year. But the second rounds is back, baby. And not just back, just to be back. We're back with a brand new show. A show that is pretty out there. Kind of absurd. But we like to use some logic to it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Absurd Logic, where we are going to discuss those topics. You know, when you're just driving down the freeway in a road trip or something with your friends, you're having a couple of beers, smoking some of that Mary Jane, and you start talking about these random topics. And you think to yourself, man, that would be a good show. Well, guess what? You're listening to that show right now. So before we get into our topic, let me explain how this show is going to work. Every episode, we're going to have a question, a topic, and we're going to discuss it in a debate. What would be the term? Debate fraction? Debate faction? What was the best way to say that?
Debate format?
Format? Debate format. Thank you. That's why we have the panel here. Listen, I'm saying a lot right now, so I got to get my words right. The debate format. So just like if you've listened to our Who You Got challenges, it's the same exact way, except there are not only just three people on a show, not only just two people on a show, there is four of us for the second round, the core four. And plus, we will definitely have more people involved as time goes on. So let's get into that core four. Again, you know me, Tommy James, Mr. So Smooth. Moving on to the next one. He is the current Who You Got champion. He is the Music Man, Mr. Malave.
Oh yeah. And you forgot the longest reigning defending Who You Got champion, aka Mr. Malave, the Music Man. And you know I have to be on this absurd logic, because if you hear all the shows, I am just a little bit absurd, but you got to get a little bit absurd to be the longest reigning champ. I have defeated every single person that has come my way multiple times, by the way. And I am still here in 2024 from 2021, and still you're Who You Got champion. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, welcome, Matt. I hope you're ready to get very absurd and use some logic while you do it.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so.
All right. Well, Mr. Malave, I'm going to introduce the third from the core four. She is actually with us on Night School Horror, which you definitely got to go out and check Night School Horror, because the second semester is about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the ace in the hole. Sabrina, hello.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm so excited for Absurd Logic. I have so many opinions and they have nowhere to go. So this is the perfect outlet for it.
Yes, this is where we get wild and crazy. Remember Wild and Crazy Kids, that television show?
I do.
I don't.
Sabrina doesn't. No. she doesn't remember.
She wouldn't remember that one.
But you should check it out, because it was a great show. I know when we were kids, we used to watch it on TV and whatnot. I always wish they would come to our playground so we can go. That's weird now that I think about it and what Cat Williams was throwing out there. They came to playgrounds and played with children. It was weird. Let's get away from that, though, because, again, I said this is the core four. Mr. Malave, Sabrina, we went back into the archives, okay? And we needed somebody that knows their shit. Somebody that brings it together. Somebody that spices it. Puts that little salt in there. Or maybe, as I hear some Jimmies nowadays, people say that. I don't know what it means, Jimmies. But it's weird. They put that flavor. You know what I'm saying? They put the flavor on there.
Yeah, because little adobo, little jerk chicken.
And here's the thing. The second rounders out there, they know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because I'm talking about the braggadocious man himself. The six-time Who You Got champion. I'm talking Mr. A-Town Ryan.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I like a little longer pregnant. Cute. I'm still the most decorated. And yet you've never beaten me one-on-one without help.
Without help? Are you serious? I beat you one-on-one. To grab the title.
Never one-on-one.
Bro, what do you
Always,
mean?
always
It was
another
me
person.
versus you in the last fucking day
No,
in MegaCon,
but
and I beat you.
that
I
was a
beat you,
three-way.
sir.
That was a three-way, sir.
Bro, it
That's
was
still a
elimination.
three-way.
It was
Still a
elimination.
three-way.
And
It was never a
when it's an
one-on-one, sir.
elimination, that means it's one-on-one to get the title. And guess who won? Me.
I'm
You're just
talking
sour.
one-on-one from jump,
You're
sir.
just
From
sour.
beginning to end, one-on-one.
But
I'm setting the
if we
stage.
both
Maybe
beat the
I
third
need
one.
to take a seat at the table. I don't know how he did it.
No, yeah,
How
you
did
see,
he
don't ever try to come and duplicate the man if you don't watch it religiously. You come to JWF for that, all right?
I like
I was
that.
Watching it when he came. I was so excited. I was like, I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. I had to go online. I was like, oh,
of course you did it.
It's a
Everyone
rain
went hype, and
thing.
you're like, what do you mean? He is that.
I don't,
What are you talking about?
I don't get it. But yeah, it's good to be back. I have been on a pilgrimage, still on my pilgrimage, on my path on becoming a master. At the end of this year, I shall be a master.
Very
and
nice.
That's it. I'm just going to be a master. I don't plan to be anything other than that.
Very nice, Mr. A-Town. Well, we're glad to have you back. We're proud that you've been busting your ass and getting where you wanted to be. You told us that's what your plan was. You're doing it, so we're all happy for you. And, of course, as you know, you're now back and you're ready to get absurd, sir. And funny enough,
this brain for something.
This brain is about to work because you, sir, are the one that came up with the question. You did, in fact, come up with the topic. So let's hear it.
All right. So, yeah, again, thank you, Ms. So Smooth. You came up. You told me the premise of the show. You know my brain. I'm always thinking of these crazy things. I was like, all right. But there was one I thought of. And now most commonly when people talk about the Titanic and the movie and how great. And, you know, I think the anniversary just passed a little while ago. I think we're heading toward the 30th soon.
Oh, shit.
I think the
damn. It came out in 98. It came out in 98.
Yeah, so, all right. So we're 4 years away from the 30th. Yeah, we're getting old people. Yes, from the 30th anniversary. And, you know, a common topic people talk about was, could Jack survive, be it tried to get on the boat? That's been done to death. Mythbusters have done it. Everyone has put their two-piece in. But I wanted to go deeper. I wanted to really get into it because we know that the Titanic is a great love story. The love story for all ages. Celine Dion has made millions off of this love story. You ever heard about how she came up with the song?
Yeah, no, she was given the song. She didn't want to do it.
Yeah,
because right? She was like, I've done so many soundtrack songs. I don't want to do this. So then her producer or her manager was just like, here, just sing a demo. She sang the demo. She was sick. She was half sick, too. And she just half assed the demo. And they used the demo as the song.
That's
really?
Like, you don't need to do anything
I didn't
else.
Know that.
Yep. The original, the My Heart Will Go On, what they use.
That's a
is
demo.
Her just fucking around. Wasn't even barely into it. Sick. They said, we're good. Thank you. And then she became I mean, she was already Celine Dion before that, but come on. Just put her over the top. But yes, this great love story. And then it got me thinking. Now, I'm not a pessimist of love. I would you call a realist. Like, yes, again, I can't stand The Notebook because of its stupid portrayal of how that turns out. Oh my God, he told her about their love story when they're old. Okay, maybe if I'm that old, I'll feel that way. But it got me thinking about, well, what if Jack and Rose got old? What if Jack survived? Would Jack and Rose have made it as a couple, as anything? Had he survived, had they both made it on that ship together, how would their relationship have turned out? And that was the question we bring here to Absurd Logic that we shall debate, discuss, and really get into today.
That's a good question. That's a really good fucking question. A question that needs to be discussed because, you know what? Let's be real for a second. Would you want to survive with Leo DiCaprio?
I mean, like actual Leo, or are we talking Jack? Because if it's Leo, 100%.
I think me too. Like, I would want to survive with Leo.
I'm way too old for him.
That's true.
Yeah, you are.
Let's be real.
That's true.
No, you wouldn't survive with Leo.
That's a good point. That's really true. I like that. I got a straw now. That's nice. Jen gave me a straw. Because again,
well,
this
on
is
that
like,
note, cheers to the messenger.
To the messenger.
To the messenger.
Yes, very nice. Very nice. This is old school second round, so we are having our drinks as always. All right, so let's get into this. Anybody want to start? Anybody got an idea of how they feel? Do you think that, you know, Jack and Rose would have survived would have lasted as a couple if Jack actually survived in the film?
Right. I think I'll go first since I did broach the topic. I did so many ways I could argue this. And as we go on, you may see me just throwing different things just in case if I see it going a different way, just because of all the. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Yeah. There's so many ways I could go about this because there's so many arguments. It's the time period, it's economic reasons. There's the. So I'll start with the big thing, which I goes against it. There's, you guys ever heard of trauma bonding?
Yes.
All right. So I noticed, even again, all the times I watch, even thinking back, looking, one thing Jack and Rose did on, and again, they only knew each other for what, a span of 3 days?
Yeah,
something like that.
Span of 3 days. The initial coupling is the classic, oh my God, who is that? She's hot. Want to talk. Rose trying to get away from her rich, affluent lifestyle. See someone that's young who represents freedom. Her escape from her monotonous life, being in an arranged marriage with a total douchebag. Sorry, Billy Zane, you're cool and other stuff. In here, super douchebag. It is what it is.
Child.
Fuck you. That's just tough. You cool.
Douchebag. I put the
Damn
necklace in
it.
the coat. And I put the coat on the girl.
Put the Oh shit. God damn it. You fucked me up a little. All right, but yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, and like, you know, he brings it down to the slums of the lower level and how people are free and they're happy. So it represented all that for her. So that was representing their relationship goal. But then the iceberg hits, and then so much happens between them. Like her willing to jump off the damn lifeboat to go back to him, to hold on to something because she wanted to hold on to that sense of freedom that she thought they had. Then the ship sinking, then them being in icy cold waters, all that coming together that let's say they did come out of it and they made it on that boat. That trauma bond is powerful.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
They there's things like even in real world. I mean, yes, Titanic was real world, but it's been 100 and something years. We are very removed. But something that we're not so removed from, going to 9/11. And they said like a lot of the widows from the firefighters, they ended up marrying the firefighters' husband, like other the men like in the group. Why? Because of trauma bonding. Coming together over a very powerful traumatic event that brings people closer. So when I think about that, I think would they have come together for a while? Yeah, because of that. But the thing about trauma bonding, it eventually dissipates. It's not permanent. And that's my argument. Just starting off is very close in the beginning, reality, the world they live in, the time period would have broken them up quickly. That's just my opening salvo.
And can you pass me the ball now, right? Because I'm going to build off of
Bro,
that.
yeah.
Right, because I agree with you. I feel like, you know, initially that trauma bond, if they was to survive and they were starting their life together in New York City, right? Now you also got to realize the upbringings were definitely completely different, right? So you're trying to talk about like what people are accustomed to, what they're used to, even so that like Kate Winslet wanted to get away from that kind of lifestyle because she felt trapped, right? But she's also still used to a certain lifestyle that she grew up to, right? And the fact that he Jack even said it, I barely had two pennies to rub together, you know, and I just won these on a whim, and as long as I have paper in my hand and a pen or something, I am good to go. Now, is that gonna play a factor? Of course it is, right? As much as everyone thinks that money doesn't play a factor in happiness, it does, right? So the moment things start getting too crazy and too hard, I feel like there's like she's gonna have to get a job. She's gonna have to like, you know, cohabitate with this man. Where are they gonna live, right? There's so many other X factors besides love that is going to play a factor in them arguing, in them not seeing eye to eye. And that in turn would lead to their demise. I'm not saying right away, right? They may have tried to work it out, right? You know, we've been through more chaotic shit together. We survived. So maybe they leave New York and go to California, right? Maybe she becomes a dance instructor, right? Because she did ballet, right? Like maybe she does all that shit, but then still and all be like, well, you know what I miss the most? Where's our love now? Now everything else is consuming with what we have to do to kind of just survive in this world. And then they forget to be in love with each other even more. Right? Because you when you're in love with somebody and you have to be in a cohabitation for life, right? You have to keep trying to make it work and keep trying to find ways to fall back in love with each other. There's only so many times he could draw herself naked, right? For them to fall back in love, right? It took them 3 days to be infatuated. And let's just be honest. It wasn't love. It was lust, right? Oh, they both wanted to fuck each other. Facts. They did. And it was good. And you have to keep that up now. How many more dates? How many more things can he do to be this helpless romantic? And I'm not saying he has to spend money. No one really has to spend that much money to enjoy someone's time together. But with all those X factors, I feel like that's going to be the root of their demise. So would they have lived to grow old with each other to see Rose Dawson as old as she was when she was telling the story? I don't think so. Maybe they pop out a kid or two, but then ultimately I feel like they would separate. They wouldn't last. Or maybe one of them would blow their fucking brains out.
Wow, that's pretty dark. You pass the ball to me. You can pass the ball to me because I'm going to jump off on the fact that you were saying how like Rose is, she's used to a certain lifestyle. Now, they're going into New York City at a certain time period where things are about to get really shit. And right there, they don't have a bond in a sense that can, we don't know if they could last. This is why this question is great because you don't really know. We've only seen, because this is from a movie and a 3 hour long movie, 3.5 hours long. We don't see too much of them. We only see what they can give to us in a short period of time. Now, I think that it's going to be fine for a bit. You know, there is a sense that you can tell they do care about each other. It's not just a bang. I mean, that plays a factor, but there is some sort of care there. She didn't want the guy to die, you know, and he was there to save her in the long run. So there's feelings. Okay, there definitely have feelings there. But I feel that when they find an apartment eventually with no fucking money, they're going to have to work. He could technically go on the streets and draw, you know, that there are people that do that. Mm-hmm. So that's a possibility. I don't know what the fuck she could do, but back then she could have sold bread. She could have did a bunch of shit. There's always something.
If you look at the context, like her mom was like a sewer. She did ballet for a while.
She could have been on the stage. It's like, it's possible. There's little things that they could have at least began this relationship, began a marriage, because I do believe that they would have gotten married. And just like how Mr. A-Town said with that trauma bonding, that would have led to a marriage. That a guarantee marriage and a guarantee child, maybe two children, who knows? But I feel that when it comes to the fact that they're in this house, small ass apartment, New York City, dirty as shit, because it ain't going to be fucking nice, is when she's sitting there and he's bringing home this small little tiny paycheck. And when she looks and she goes, you know, Jack, you know, I could have been with fucking Billy Zane, who got me. And because that was the whole point with the mother anyway, wanted her to be with Billy Zane because he was rich. Yeah. She wanted to push that. To say,
look, you're like, young, you think it's all fun and games. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get older.
Until life, real life hits.
That's exactly.
That's what it is. Real life hasn't hit. Now, they dealt with a horrible real life situation, and they dealt with it in the best way that they could have dealt with it. I don't know how we all would have dealt with it, but to say that they would have not made it is a tough question. You know, it's a tough answer, too. Because I believe that because of the way the world became as time went on, I don't think Jack would have survived regardless in life.
Mm-hmm. No.
So that's where I'm leaning. I think that they would have lasted as a couple until he would have died. And then it would have continued where the movie went, which, keep in mind, she still got married afterwards. She didn't live her life going like, well, that was the best love of my... No.
Lived out Jack's wishes.
Yeah. She lived
on and have a bunch of babies.
Exactly. She moved on, which most people would move on. So I think it's a fantastic question. That's where I'm going to pick off, and that's where I'm going to start and pass the ball over to Sabrina, that I think that they would have lasted until eventually Jack would have just died.
So I do have an interesting take on both sides of this, and I'm going to start piggybacking off of Tommy's. If we're looking at the time period, yes, if they got off the ship, they were ready to start a new life together. What time period was this? Like
1900s?
1912, right?
1912, yeah. World War I.
Can you imagine Jack going to war with nothing but art skill?
Yep.
Is he going to live?
Well, he's definitely getting drafted.
Yes, he's getting drafted.
Sure, 100%. And I feel like because of that trauma bond of exactly what Alex brought up, that trauma bond is going to fuse Rose to Jack Even if he's gone, yeah, she's gonna have some hard times. She is used
Look
to a
at
certain
Henry.
lifestyle, but she's straying away from it. And
Real quick,
it's,
the end of the
yeah.
movie shows that, yeah, she did hold on even for those 3 days. So
Oh,
it just would have been more.
yeah, exactly. So she's going to hang on to him, whether he's going off to war, whether he's going out and working. Yeah, she might not have the dream life that she wanted. However, because of that trauma bond, if he's going off to war, it's just going to bond her to him further. You know, every single movie with military, it's always the girl saying, "Oh, I'll wait for you forever." And I feel like Rose is exactly that type of person, whether she wants to believe it or not. You know, forget the status. Status doesn't mean anything when she's that infatuated with somebody, whether it be 3 days or 6 minutes. You know, she's very attached to Jack in that way. So even if he starts a new life with her and they're struggling for the longest of times, she's going to be with him even if he goes off to war. Is he going to live through the war? Let's be real, probably not. His only skill is, you know, con work and drawing art. And even as an artist, starving artist is a real phrase. He might struggle forever, and the thing that makes artists big is after they die, their work is memorialized. So even after his death, his work will then be memorialized, and Rose will get all of the money from that, being his wife, that she would be able to continue living the lavish lifestyle that she wants.
So absurd. I have a question for you, Ash, right?
Interesting, interesting.
And we're gonna keep saying absurd in this absurd logic. So I love that. I love that too, because that's another possibility, right? But here's a question. She had the coat on, right? The coat had the heart of the ocean,
Yeah.
right, in it. So let's just say they both survived. She still had this coat. She looks into the pocket, just like in the end of the movie, and the diamond is there.
Oh.
She then pawns that
Sold.
or whatever. They got enough money to hang out and
But
do
does she
what they
pawn
gotta
it?
do.
But does she pawn it? Or is it his idea to pawn that?
I mean, it's definitely going to be his idea because they got to survive somehow. They got
He's
no
gonna
money.
talk her into it, and she's gonna go along
I
with
don't
it.
know.
Would
Saying right now,
she sell
look,
it?
there's no way they would have been able to pawn that diamond off. That is a
Oh,
very
no.
popular diamond at the time. You think Danny Zane wouldn't have put out, like, yo, if this diamond pops up,
Sure.
let me fucking know. The man had money.
That's
So, and
true.
he was looking for Rose on the boat, even post. You really think? Because, and that's the other thing. They both survived. They're on the boat. She was able to hide. You think her and Jack would have been able to hide when they were on the same fucking boat? That would have been a problem. So Billy Zane was still out there.
You know,
And
that's
ain't
true.
no, there's no, fa again, this is 1912. So funny enough, real quick, World War I starts 2 years later in 1914.
And then
Oof.
World War II is the
That's not
1932.
till, yeah, that's not till. So let's hope he makes it through the first one, not even much less the second one. But also,
Bet.
there's no way she would have been able to
Isn't
sell
he
that.
technically like an immigrant too, though? Like, because
Yeah,
didn't he
oh, he
come
has
from France?
connections.
No, because
But he has
he went
connections.
to yeah, because he went to California too. Like Jack was in California at one time. So
Jack was originally American. He found his way there. That's what actually brings up my question, to a sense of when we bring up the war, is it possible that Jack decides, hey, maybe we should flee? He's done
I think that's
before.
a
Is it
possibility. Definitely a
possibility,
shot to run.
it's a
you
big
know, he's
possibility, especially with the skills that he lacks. He
Exactly. Like,
might.
I feel he might be a runner. He might be like, let's go to Mexico, or, you know, I mean, this war
He's
is
a con
happening all
man,
over the
so
place. So
definitely a
eventually he's
draft
going to move to
dodger.
France.
Con
He's
game. He
definitely a draft
might.
dodger. I
Oh, for
agree.
sure.
I think he's
But then
a
that brings up
definitely
that they're
runner.
running from the government essentially the rest of their
The movie
lives.
just got 20 million times better, by the way. Now it's Bonnie and Clyde. So,
But would she want to do that? Like, is
well,
love
that's the
enough to be like,
question.
yo, not only is this crazy dude that's connected with a lot of money chasing us because we got this shit, but now the government is chasing us too. Like, I'm out.
And do you
I'm
want to
out.
get on another boat? I don't think, like, that's why I
These
call
people after
bullshit in the
surviving
movie.
Titanic, I
I
don't think
call
they
bullshit in
go
the
to,
movie
like,
that she's
they
even on a
move
boat.
landlock, okay?
That is
That's
what
what
I'm
I'm
saying.
saying.
She wants to get on
I'm
another boat?
saying,
I don't
I
think
call
so.
bullshit in the movie when old Rose is on a boat. Because let me tell you, if I was on Titanic and I survived, I ain't getting on no boat ever.
Well, not
Like,
only
I'm
that
not
old,
taking a
I'm already
fucking
out.
bath. I'd be afraid of
And
water.
not even just the boat. The boat is exactly where the fucking Titanic sank.
I know. Doesn't she
What
feel a
happened?
type
Yeah,
of
she
way?
goes right back to the scene.
I
I don't
agree.
know,
Like, I
man.
don't know.
Yeah,
I feel
no,
that there's a lot of ways that, all right, here's how I look at it. I think Jack would be more willing to try to keep this relationship going. I don't see him trying to cheat on her. I don't see that. But
it was the best thing that he could get, like, ever. Like,
let's be real. We're going to look. He's dating, looks here. We're still talking about Leo DiCaprio, okay? He's a good looking guy, sure. Right?
Yeah, he still got his looks.
He still looks good. He
could
draw.
The character Jack himself, he knows he was dating out of his league.
Well, yes, he did know that, but he had balls.
He had confidence. He took the shot and he fucking landed.
Well, he didn't land too hard because he ended up dead, so it didn't work out too well for him in the end. It
wasn't supposed to be that way in his mind.
What about the other people that survived? Like, what about the girl who helped him like get all dressed up and like played a part? Like, maybe they could have found an ally in her. And then, like, kind of, she could have helped her to like help them, like, move to like Florida, you know.
Did she survive though?
I don't think they did survive. She was on water.
She was on one of the boats.
She was okay.
Yeah, she was. She was on one of the rescue boats.
Wait, which one is this? The one that helped her get? Not Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. But she wasn't rich.
That was suggesting in the end that they go back and look for bodies and yelling.
Yes.
At the lady.
Okay,
saying,
that's true.
Gonna let your husbands die.
That's true. But Kathy Bates' character, though, but was she rich or was she just lucky in a sense?
No, she was rich. She was just a crazy rich girl.
Well, because remember, she was the second was wife money. Of the
new money. Yeah. New money.
She was new money. And that's why she was able to identify with Jack, because they looked at me the same way and I had just as much as money as they do. So that was why Sharon and Jack got along. But see, now that's the other thing. Because we know, based on the movie, Rose disconnected herself from family. Right. Now, that's all on a reaction to Jack. Like, okay, I want to cut. She took his name and all that. Does she cut herself from family? Does she stay with Jack but still be in contact? Because we're assuming they just, based on the action she took without Jack, is she making those same reactions? Because now she doesn't have the heartbreak of losing Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all right, you have my man, quote unquote, I just have my family. Does she stay with
her
family?
Mom was against it wholeheartedly.
Like, yeah.
Like, so I don't think they could go to her mom because she was on what's his name's side. So the minute she was to come, what?
Complete cut off?
I think so. I think they're on their own.
Yeah, I think so too.
Then possibly make a ally with Catherine Bates. But I think that's pretty much it. Like, I think they're on their own.
Yeah, I could see that. I think it would. I don't see her being like, even if they're struggling to sit there and be like, we need to find my mom. Because it's not let me call my mom. It's we need to find my mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's different times. So I think that would be completely out of the question. And I think Jack would even look at it and be like, I can see Jack suggesting that and then her looking and going like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Like, she complete cut off. Even if they were in trouble and Jack was like, hey, we got to go find your mom. I think either the mom would say like, kind of adding to the real life drama of like, you made your bed, now lie in it,
sure,
type situation. Or Rose would just be like, I refuse to talk to her ever again.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of those two things, but either way, it's not working in their favor.
I agree with you. I think if they do go to her mom, it's almost like the whole Paulie thing in Goodfellas. It's like, here's $2,000. Now I'm going to have to turn my back on you, like, kind of shit.
Yep.
But does that bring them closer together?
Mom wouldn't do that. The mom really loved her daughter.
But the mom also was just like, do you want me to sew again? You better marry this motherfucker.
The mom's looking to elevate the status.
Yeah, that was all about it.
And if there's no drama
of like, oh, well, I want my daughter to be happy. And even if she's still happy with this ruffian, even though she lost him, you know, she's still with him. I think the mom has sympathy for that of like, well, she was really happy for like the 3-4 days and then she lost the love of her life. You know, I still love my daughter. Without that, it's literally like, well, you fucked me over. Screw you.
Yeah, because even after, she never went back to any. She just went on.
Right.
I mean, it was unspoken.
To know how she,
I want to know how she lived. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did she get off the rescue boat, get on land, and then immediately marry somebody rich? Or what happened?
Or maybe
she changed her name. Like, my name is Rose Doth. That's all. I know she said, yeah, I met you. Like, when she was talking to her granddaughter or daughter?
I think it was her great granddaughter.
It was her granddaughter, yeah.
I think it was the granddaughter.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, yeah, I met your grandfather. He was a nice man. He treated me well. So we assume she got snatched up pretty quickly.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's good looking. She's pretty good looking. Yeah. So I can definitely see, like, coming back after the war, you know, and she meets you know, her.
Oh, I 100% think she married like a rich soldier.
Yeah, yeah, I think so too.
Drafted, she's, she came back, you know.
Well, that's what plays a factor then, because if she is about the money, you know, even if maybe her, like her mindset in the movie, she's, you know, she's with Billy Zane because the point of that he has money.
But that wasn't her choice.
No, well, that was that was her mom's direction of choice, but that doesn't mean it doesn't play a factor in your brain, as now you have nothing, you know.
Yeah,
and now
it goes back to like the elevated status that she has, right? And the what she's used to,
right?
Whether she wanted to be with this guy or not, she's used to a certain lifestyle that if it was a complete culture shock for her if they had nothing. Right? Could they try to adapt and survive? Yes, but at the end of the day, she's probably like, this is all I know. Like, and for her to change up her lifestyle in a complete culture shock, along with trying to make something work that was only 3 days old, I feel like plays a toll on anyone.
Sure.
We'll take that right there, though. He did it by himself.
What was that?
He did it by himself. He did go on there. She didn't. She did by herself. Yeah, we don't know how much time between she and her husband. The fact that she was willing to do it by herself without Jack, with pain and the trauma, which anyone else would have just run back home and said, I'm so sorry, it hurts too much. So why wouldn't she be able to do that with the love of her life, the plans that they made? Why wouldn't that be the same thing, though? What wouldn't be changed just because Jack? If Jack's in, you would think it would actually make it easier because she had love, because she did it losing love and she was willing to go by herself and talk to anybody.
I'm pretty sure it would be a lot easier for her to do all that shit by herself, the way she looked and how she was and being a woman, than her being with another guy and them in trying 1910s? To make it work together.
In the 1910s?
Yeah, no.
When women had no rights?
That's true.
Literally, the only way she could be anything in life other than just
was with a man.
Widowed woman is by being married to a man.
That's correct.
Because no matter what Jack had or didn't have, this is still the 1910s. He's still a man. And like you said, he was resourceful and he can, even as a starving artist, some of the way, I guess.
He's but a again, con man too, yeah.
The fact of just him being a man and she's attached to a man would still put a league ahead than just being a woman out there by herself.
Yep.
And that's the other thing to we also take into account with this is the time period. We're in 2024. Things are way different now. You can move way different. The fact that she was willing, you know how much bravery that took for to just go on her own, don't need anybody. Thank God, good, as we see in the movie, she was able to make it out. Most women, there's a lot, for every story of her success, there's a lot of women without that success at that time period.
So I also wonder how she changed her name just like in general, because like just telling somebody your name is something on paper for like a historical
documentary no ID.
Of who lived is
well,
fine.
Well, yeah, they had nothing.
There's no ID.
No, but it's like by the time you get to the States, like did they make her all new papers or like they just went off of what happened?
Yeah,
and then the mom says,
she got a social security.
Rose, and she's missing now. Like she's just assumed dead and Rose Dawson pops up out of nowhere.
I think that's what it was, because in the sense that she wasn't on the boat, or at least where the mother didn't find her, she would assume that she's dead. She would just be like, well, she must have died.
She must have died
with that guy. She died with that guy.
So I think it would change it completely if the mom knew she was alive.
The last time she saw Rose was her Rose jumping back into the ship and then nothing else.
Mm-hmm. So how would that change the dynamic if her mom knew she was alive under a different name?
Well, then she would probably hire people to go get her and shit, like, because her mom is that controlling.
Money?
Well, her mom still had the money that her father left her. It wasn't a lot, but she still had the status.
I don't know if she had the money to hire a private investigator, though.
But also, what was waiting for her in New York City that was saw set up? You get me? Because they were all going there for a purpose, right?
The marriage.
The marriage wasn't the reason why they were going to New York. There was other shit.
Mm-hmm. There was other shit, but like her mom was very based off this marriage to fix their family.
Billy Zane was the glue to what that was their guarantee. They were like, Rose is with Billy, and we're good from here. And that's it. And the mom just sat back, was like, we're good. We're going to have money. We're going to be chilling. And then, you know, she's like, hey, I like this dude, not this schmuck. And that's when she was, that's why she was like completely like, hold on a second. No, 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 no. We didn't pick up and leave for you to go with this scumbag. Well, this, well, she wouldn't say it was a scumbag, more like scrub. You know, he was on the bottom tier of the pole.
Not to get too off topic though, but as a parent where it's like, hey, I set up this nice marriage for you. That's a guy you literally met a day ago. What the fuck?
Yeah. Like you banging like,
I'd
him?
Also be kind of pissed. Not because the money, but because like, you're literally throwing yourself and your life literally away from her perspective for a guy you met 3 days ago.
Right. And look at Billy Zane. He's a good looking guy. Billy Zane's a good looking, and not saying he's better looking than Leo, but he's a good looking guy, and he's got money. Lots of, now, we don't even know if it would have worked out.
And apparently he has a child.
Although a child. And he kills himself later on. We don't know if he kills himself with Rose around. So you could wonder if Billy Zane and Rose ended up, you know, lasting as well.
Oh, no, no. The stock market, the Great Depression.
Yeah, he was killing himself from the Great Depression.
Yeah. When he lost most of his funds, he was like, I can't live like this.
Yeah.
He lost pretty much all of his money.
Then Rose would have been really hooked up. Like, then he blows his brains out, and Rose is just like, all right, no way, he lost his money. Never mind.
It's the Great Depression. He ain't got shit. She's fucked.
He ain't got shit.
She's going to be sitting there going, I should have been with
no
Jack.
No better or worse position she would have been with Jack. At least she would have been happy for a little bit.
Yeah, right. So that's where, you know, it brings to that question again is, do you actually think that they would have lasted as a couple? And now if you bring the concept of if she was stayed with Billy Zane, like Sabrina, you just said, there still would have been happiness, at least with Leo, with Jack. Could that happiness have kept them moving forward as time goes on? Just because there's trauma, just because there's problems. I asked Jen this question, but I couldn't remember. Does she say I love you? Do they say I love you in that movie to each other?
Yes. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
When?
She says it to Jack. I don't think Jack says it back.
Is that when
I remember
like,
she looks up at him and says, like, I love you, Jack, and then he just kisses her forehead.
Okay.
I don't remember that part. Back.
Yeah, I can't remember if hold on. Says it because he was like, I'm just hitting that shit.
Googles.
Like, I don't remember if they used the term I love you.
That was the whole conversation where we were just like, this is where we first met kind of shit, right?
There was a shot. Yeah, yeah.
And I love you, Jack. And then he kisses her. And that was the iconic scene when they're grabbing each other. And like his face is kind of like this, you know, like mushed on her head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think he ever says anything.
I don't think he ever says it back.
So I'm looking it up because this is, I guess, a common thing. So yeah, Jack fights back, kind of Rose, and now he told her, don't say goodbye. But apparently Jack never tells Rose he loves her throughout the entire movie.
Boom.
Ah. Boom. Now that plays a bit of a factor. Was not Jack just being a playboy?
He said he tells her he loves that fire in her. That's it. As again, we've all used, I like that about you. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that character, but he never says it.
Oh, my God. So there's even a part where she's looking at his portfolio and just like, I think you really like her. You might have had a love affair with this girl. She was like, oh, no, she was a one-legged prostitute. Misdirection. But how many times are you going to pay a one-legged prostitute to just sit there and let me paint you?
I mean, she can't really move too fast away from you to do it. I mean,
That's true.
I mean, so he might
go nowhere.
That was a little fucked up, but it's one of those things where I feel like knowing Jack as the playboy side completely changes this, because what's they're saying that when they get off the boat, Jack doesn't have that heart to heart with her saying, hey, I can't provide for you the life that you had. I'm just, you know, here to find my calling.
Man,
and then fucking dips.
That like, and then just would like, listen, be a great
I
ending.
Right, right.
Like, oh my God, it'd be like the best.
Love that ending.
Support you the way you can. Like, this is the life you deserve. You need to go there. I'm just somebody that we had that moment.
We're from two different worlds.
Let's keep
this moment. And they collided for a beautiful instant.
It's the swirl.
You see him turn? Yeah.
Go ahead. Continue.
Titanic. We always have the Titanic, and that's it.
You see him turn away, walk away, and like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like he meets up with his friend at the end and he's just like, man,
Jesus.
Did you see what I bagged?
Holy shit. That, like,
Don't look back.
That's a lot different.
That's an interesting. See, that's
way different movie.
That fucks with you because That's, I mean, that would be the ultimate twist in a movie. You would talk about all these twists you've seen. Hey, have you seen Shutter Island? Hey, have you seen Inception? Dude, have you seen Titanic? Do you not understand at the end of the movie when he's just like, hey, it's just, it's not meant to be. He was just trying to bag. Like, that's fucking hilarious. I really like that.
Just saying, and, you know, I bagged a fucking 10 upper class in the first and fucking.
She left her family. I got her to break up with her fucking fiance. That was Billy Zane, by the way. Billy Zane. She was rich, wanted to be with me.
He's got so much game, he'd sit there and say,
"Any
million-dollar necklace," and she turned it down for me.
No, oh, he man. Has the necklace. Like, he hugged her the one last time.
Oh, my God.
He has the heart of the necklace. Ocean.
Ooh. You know, that's a good...
And then, forever.
Okay, so then it's that movie. All right, so we start at Titanic, and we move into Catch Me If You Can.
Mm-hmm. That's where with a little bit of the beach mixed in there.
Yeah, with the very nice. Yes, likes, I like that.
He likes Cali.
Yes, that's very nice. Oh, that's really fucked up. But now, see, that fucks me up now, because now I think that's why I asked that question with the, you know, if she did say, "I love you, Jack," and he's just like, "I love the fire in you, babe. Way to go." You know, it's just like, hey,
I love that about you.
It's not with me.
Like, it's just, it's just like somebody looking just like, hey, I love you, and I love sunsets, you know, like, it doesn't fucking fit. So, ooh.
Hearing the words, "We'll always have Titanic." Just like, can you imagine she hears it on the news, like, you know, voyage ship, you know, finally made it to its destination, whatever, and she's just thinking about it, and then, like, a museum of, like, you know, a different type of history, so it's not the sinking of the Titanic, it's just, like, the first voyage of the Titanic, mm-hmm. and its sister ship, and she's staring at all this information going, "Hey, fuck that guy."
fuck Jack Dawson, that piece of shit. There was like,
fuck that guy.
Let me tell you about my first heartbreak. You know, men are scumbags.
Oh, she'd be telling her grandkids a way different story.
Up with Billy Zane because she goes, fuck that guy. And then he comes because over, puts the arm out. Yeah, fuck that guy.
He is stable.
Yeah. At least he wants me.
Wow, this is good. This is pretty good because now... I think, I don't know, because, you know, with Jack's mindset, not utilizing, I mean, yeah, he's, because he was very, all right, let's look at it this way. If they've confirmed, this has been, like, myth busted, all that shit with James Cameron said, he could have, he could not fit on that door. He
could not.
Could not. It was impossible, which I've been saying for years, but thank God James Cameron said something. Why didn't Jack flip her over? Like, why didn't he just be like, fuck this bitch?
Because, I mean...
Seeing what he did throughout the movie, we knew he's in a complete asshole. It's the limit. He's telling me he was going to probably break up. Like, let's say, give him that. He's not going to let her die because he did hit. So he's not a complete. He's a con man. To be a con man, you have to have a certain level of charisma.
Con man, so he's not a playboy, philanthropist.
Exactly. So he's not a complete.
He can be meek, but he's not a monster.
There you go. Billy Zane was a fucking monster.
Billy Zane was a monster, and he gets
Billy
on
Zane
there,
was ready to shoot Jack. So, like, as he's running up, like, he was
Jack
ready to
was
kill
just
both.
Wanted, there you go. Like, Jack just wanted to hit a lick real quick. Get off the boat and say, look, you're going to have plenty of babies. You're going to grow old. Just not with me. Go his way. And it would have been it. And then that would have been just a story he told. The same thing with the one-legged prostitute.
Right.
Yeah. Let's give him much. But
yeah, for real.
Shit's going down. She's there. He's like, fuck. Because at the very least, if he's as completely asshole we say, they would have had some great post-sex on the survivor boat. They would have just gone in the corner and fucked each other's brains out.
Sure.
Because, go. We went through some shit, didn't we? Yeah. Boom.
He'd probably humor that for a little bit.
It's probably a little wet.
There you go. I mean,
the trauma bonding. Again.
The trauma bonding.
What you said about the trauma bonding. He'd probably hit it for like another month or two and then just be like, all right, it's over. Peace.
I feel like it's two different things that happen. If the boat never sank, that's a different story. And if the boat sank, that's a different story too.
Sure.
But either way, I feel like they wouldn't survive. They wouldn't survive. I feel like they're way too different. And if we're leaving that whole thing that like Jack is like a kind of a playboy. He's like a lone wolf. He'll be like, hey, baby, like we had our time. Like even if they hooked up for a little bit in New York and just like, yo, I gotta go to Cali, man. Like. There's opportunities there. I was making my way over there anyway. Like, You know what I mean? You could get ahead and do your thing, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't know. Like, I
I
don't know.
feel
And
like it's
then,
funny. Yeah.
go
Sorry. I
ahead. feel like in the ultimate scheme of things, like, yes, I'm arguing, like, yeah, they'd last, but like Jack wouldn't live long enough for it to be a long-lasting relationship.
Yeah.
But if all things worked out, if Jack wasn't drafted, or even if he wasn't, he lived and he came back and things were seemingly happy, I feel like eventually it's exactly as Alex put it before, all of that would fall off. The trauma bond would eventually break. They would either wind up in a very unhappy union for the rest of their lives until eventually Jack died and Rose resented him for taking her away from that lifestyle she had, or one of them would eventually blow their brains out.
Yeah, like I said, everyone was like,
It would
"Whoa!"
not
I
last.
was done.
So here's a
Like,
little interest. I had to look this up. So their characters in the movie, Rose was 17 years old. That's what they were
yes.
meant to be portrayed. Rose was
Yep. Okay.
17 and Jack was 20.
See?
Yes.
There's no fucking way they were staying together.
No way. They're too
Jack was
young.
going like, "Listen, I'm in New York," and they were in New York.
Yeah.
I
Like,
feel
we in
like
New
Jack would
York right now.
stay if he knocked up Rose, which, knowing the way they were banging like rabbits, absolutely, she'd be knocked
He
up
could have
probably like
knocked
the
her
minute
up.
they got off the boat. I feel like he would stay with her just to try to be like, you know, that chivalrous kind of guy. But then after like the kids are grown, it would be that resentment.
So, I
Like,
mean,
well, you held me
he would have
back from
gotten to
my artist. And
drinking.
she's like, well, you held me back from my lifestyle. And it would just
They would
create
resent
a
each other, I
relationship.
feel. But
Yes.
could you
After a
say
while,
that
the
the tr
resentment would
yes,
come in.
yeah,
It would
okay.
grow to be a huge resentment.
Could you say that the trauma that also occurred could have actually been a negative towards them? Like maybe in a sense, Jack becomes maybe an alcoholic and whatnot.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Oh,
he's
yeah.
heading towards
I feel
drugs.
like
Maybe she has towards drugs.
both of them
What
being that age in
an
New York, especially when like the Prohibition era was coming up,
idiot.
they
Yeah.
would be raging alcoholics going to parties every single night
And
just trying to
underground
forget.
parties because of the prohibition and shit like
And
that. Like
dancing. They like to
100%.
dance, so that's
And
true.
dancing and fucking
100%.
other people. Like that shit would. Things would shit. It shit would hit the fan, man. People
Oh, yeah.
understand. Like we know the history of what happened in these next 100 years or so. So like, they wouldn't. The New York City or the world would eat them up. You know how they always say when we were growing up, they were just like, "Don't try to grow up too quickly. Like you're gonna go. You want to be out in the world? It would eat you up and spit you back out." And I
Yep.
feel like with them coming, especially with Rose in the culture shock, coming from all this classy shit in England and everything else that she's used to the slums of New York and people just cutthroat on everything, she wouldn't
Oh, yeah.
survive. She will not survive. Jack would survive a little bit on the underground scene because he's been around, you know, and the age itself. But yeah, I feel like that would be too much for Rose, and it would cause them ultimately to just be like, let Leo to be like, I'm out, or her to be like, you know what, I can't deal with this shit.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Terrible decisions. As we can see through this, main reason why Rose ended up, like I said before, did have a head on her shoulders is because she lost everything. So the grief of that had to give her a focus at a young age that she needed. Without a lot of that, and just okay, and now I'm with this guy that I only knew for 3 days, but we went through some traumatic, like I've been saying, with the trauma bond and everything. It's very hard. And like I said, also us looking up now, look, never said he loved her. It frames the movie in his eyes in a different way, where now I'm now convinced, because again, I was on the fence. I could go either way. I mean, look what all he did. But again, the way the movie's romanticized, and young people at that time, and even now, we all romanticize the extreme of, oh my God, this is going to go bad. But real life hits. And that's, I think, the
Yep.
main thing
Do we
is
all
that
remember
real
our
this.
17-year-old boyfriend or girlfriend?
Thought it would go on forever, forever, forever. And it
I
never
knew
does.
exactly that I wanted to break up with him after high school, and legit, he was so pissed.
You're
I was like,
mean.
real life is coming up. This ain't gonna
Wow, that
last.
was evil.
She's a
Thanks.
dead. She, that's see. Now we know
But that's it.
Sabrina is not only the ace in the hole. She's a Jack Dawson.
Now she's a Jack Dawson.
Listen, man, I'm a realist. When you're 17, you think the world is someone, and then all of a sudden you're like, right, but we're going into like real life, and real life is not high school, and you're still high school,
And
so like,
he was saying all the right
adios,
things.
baby.
I remember being a 17-year-old boy while he was 20, whatever. Me too. I was being 20 and I was saying all the right things. He was like, remember, you jump, I jump, right? Like, come on,
Oh, that's
son.
abuse of a
So
fuck.
come on, son. Come
Yeah.
on, son.
Yeah.
Who's to say he wasn't going to do that throughout the entire relationship? Hey,
Right.
remember, I did the job for you, so now you
Remember,
can
you
do
jump,
this.
I jump. I
That's,
feel like he'd
yeah.
use that phrase to
Yes, I
death
get
just to
it.
get her to do stuff.
Right.
Oh,
and he would continue to do that.
Oh, yeah.
This is
a bungee jump, remember? Fuck you on that shit, man. We broke.
We broke. I took a leap of faith and I fucking landed on my ass. Broke.
I'm 6 months pregnant. What are you doing?
Let's go.
He's jumping off the building.
Yeah.
Just imagine them.
They're standing on the top of the tallest building. You jump, I jump, right?
No, bitch, I'm out.
You're on top of the Empire State Building. Yeah. You ready? When I jump, you jump.
Imagine them the Twin Towers. Together.
You're looking at each other like, you ready?
You know that, like, them just living together and, like, he does one thing or she does one thing where they just give each other the look like, you really going to just leave that there? You're not going to pick up your dirty under. Just a regular relationship shit.
Yeah.
It's like, can you get off my back?
And then, and what about him, like, hitting little jabs of when she was rich? She was like, well, you got to clean up after yourself. We don't have servants like you did in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, him saying, or rather, she's nagging him about, like, leaving some shit somewhere, and he's just like, well, you have to get used to that. You know, we don't have servants to pick up after me, and, you know, I'm so busy trying to make money for you.
Remember?
You know, I'm trying to give you the life that you want.
Busy doing what? Fucking drawing tits?
Yeah. I chose you, remember? I don't have that kind of luxury no more.
Yup.
Go find Billy's head, bitch.
Go find Billy's head, bitch.
Go find Billy's head, bitch.
Go find Billy's head, bitch. You want me to go find him? I know where he is right now.
I know exactly what he is. Oh,
he's been writing me letters.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you do now, huh?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, a person that I did when I was doing laundry, yo laundry.
Wait, why is this turning into a Madea movie, which is in your laundry? Where the fuck did that come from?
Right? You like that?
I don't remember Rose talking like that, though. She's all of a sudden like, this is Tyler Perry presents Titanic.
Okay. She's got that New York slang now. She's in it.
She's in New York now, so she's got the
slang.
And
she's only 17. She adapted.
Oh, that's true. That's fucking
adapt, adopt, and probably.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now I feel weird. I know Kate Winslet wasn't 20, like 17 when we were watching her naked, but
she was 22. I think that was
kid porn.
She was in her 20s.
All right, good.
Yeah, we saw actress 20 years 20s. Old. Characters he saw 17. 17. So he's 17 technically a pedophile, right?
Yeah. Technically.
I was going to say, per the law, yes, but it's 3 years. Like
no,
if
because
she's 20 and he's back 23, in the day, though. It's different.
Oh no, that's true.
He's back not. In the day, he's not according to the law back then.
Yeah, that's true. That she makes a point. Because like 15-year-olds were getting married
from her mom. Yes, it's like a statutory thing.
Yeah, that's true. Because like 14-year-olds were getting married and shit. So that makes sense.
As long as their parents are cool with it. Yeah,
that makes sense.
The life expectancy was 40 or 50.
That's true too. Yeah, that's also very true. Oh man, this is good. You know what? I think it's time to actually get into the actual answer. At least what we feel. Okay. I think it's time to really, we've said a lot and it was really good. And there was some fucking great moments. Some really funny ass moments. I think we got to start with Mr. Malave. Mr. Malave, again, the question as Mr. A-Town, he came up with it. Mr. A-Town, I'm going to let you again, you can say the question, say the topic. Mr. Malave, we'll start with you with your answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, like, once again, as that we've gone through it today, the question was, would Rose and Jack have made it had Jack survived on the Titanic? Would they have gone the distance, or would their relationship would have been just as romantic as people thought it would have been, as the movie tried to say like it would have been?
All right. And I don't think much has changed from my initial statement from when we first started. At one point, I was like, well, maybe love can perspire and like they can kind of flee the country together if they're draft dodging. But ultimately, I'm not changing where I stand. And I think hell fucking no, especially because they're 17, 22. They're young. They got their whole life ahead of them. Culture shock plays a big factor along with trauma bonding. All of that stuff there got fucked up minds, and it takes time for yourself to get out of that. And I've always said this, and I've always been a man of, you cannot fully love someone unless you know and love yourself. So in that case, they don't even know who they are anymore. So in that case, I'm still saying, sorry, guys, but this love story ends.
All right. Mr. Malave is going with a no on that one. So go to Sabrina next.
So with different scenarios and multiple scenarios that we went through, I feel like it could go many, many, many different ways. However, in my personal opinion, I think that if Jack survived, their relationship would have broken off, sank, and been found by billionaires millions of years later, just like the Titanic. No.
Okay. We'll save Mr. A-Town for last, since it is his question, is his topic. So we'll go to me. Now, again, in the beginning, I was definitely leaning towards with the possibility of, yes, that they could last as a couple until eventually Jack himself would have passed away. Now, that after talking about everything and thinking in reality and knowing their ages at that point, and the fact she said, I love you, and he just said, I love the fire in you, no fucking way, man. It wasn't happening. I'm sorry. I would definitely say 1,000% no. They would have gotten off the boat together. They would have definitely got married. I definitely see a kid or two involved. But as a relationship, as a couple, as a married couple, no. It would have ended in a divorce. 100%. So I'm going to go with no as well. Oh, hold on, Mr. A-Town, we can't hear you.
Hold on. Yeah, can't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to do this, but yeah. You can hear me good now?
No. Muffled.
Hello? What am I now?
Still muffled.
What am I now?
A little
better.
Sounds
like you are underwater.
Mm-hmm. One sounds like you are drowning in the Titanic.
Hang on.
That's much better. Yeah, right there.
There we go.
Yeah, right there.
Hey. Right.
Just whatever you did.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Again, the reason why I brought up this topic, because I did have a side, and I was hoping, because I watched clips of the movie, and I was like, there's so much way that you guys can convince me otherwise, and I was hoping that you would, because even I start off saying I don't want to be the pessimistic when it comes to love, because I am very ideal when it comes to love and that idea of love. Problem is, reality is undefeated. And so going through it, I was like, maybe all the actions he took, everything he did, maybe you guys can convince me otherwise. But we broke down every single aspect of Jack's character, of the what they went through, how their lives would have played out, the time period, where they would have been when it came to monetary culture, all these things that we broke down. No, they would not have made it. And what really sealed it for me is when we looked up, did he ever tell her he loved her? And he never did. When you take that into account, she was all in. But and we know, as guys, come on, and Sabrina, as we know how to play the game, how to say certain things in court to get what
right
you
thing.
Want.
Mm-hmm.
Just and he said the right things. And again, that's why I don't like movies like these other romantic films where it's so beautiful. I mean, it captures the audience by storm and it pulls us in. But we also live in the real world, and because of that. Going into the real world, in reality, that's why a lot of relationships fail, because of stuff like this, mm-hmm. that have you think, oh, yeah, they'll be fine. They'll be good. Again, I hate to leave it on such a dour note, but no, I don't think they would have made it. It's too much in their way. And Jack's character, he's not an asshole. So, of course, he's going to do all. You would hope the most decent person does everything that he did. Most people don't have it in them to do. He did. But then after, when it's all said and done, when everything calms down, like I said, when I brought up the trauma bonding, that goes away eventually. Mm-hmm. Because then you're slowly moving on from that and reality hits in. Marriage, yes. I think because they would have got married quick. Definitely. Oh, yeah. And they would have had it. They would have had it quick.
Just to get some of the benefits or whatever else like that, they probably signed Dawson together. And then there's...
Yeah, because Rose wouldn't be anything without him. Again,
right.
At that point. So we don't know what she did. But again, seeing the end of the movie of how, oh my God, she held on. It fooled people into thinking, yes, they would have. And that's a false flag because you would assume, well, look, she thought about him all those years later. No. That was just a lost love that most people hold on to without the reality.
What if?
She had,
that was a reminiscence.
That was a reminiscence, and she had the fantasy of it. Because think about it. When she died, where did she end up? Right back as that young child, mm-hmm. 17-year-old, with all those people on that boat. So that was another version of trauma where she could never let that go. She actually went to live the reality life, but she had an idealistic of what their love could be, and that's why it brought her back to the boat.
Yep.
So, no, I don't think they would have made it. I was hoping I would be convinced otherwise, but I never believed it from jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad in a sense that we've all come to that conclusion. I was thinking one way. As we continued talking, it definitely leaned another way. So, all right. Well, that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to Absurd Logic, which is, of course, presented by the Second Rounds. We're going to be coming back next week and the weeks after with constant new topics, new crazy questions that, let me tell you, man, they're going to be pretty absurd, but we're going to use logic when we try to figure it out. We utilized logic in this specific topic, in this specific question. So let's go around the horn and say our goodbyes, starting with the ace in the hole, the Jack Dawson of the Second Rounds, Sabrina.
This was so much fun, guys, and I look forward to so much more. Like, this, it truly is just absurd to go through all these different scenarios, and it, my God, I'm having a great time. So I wish everyone the best of 2024. Great starts, and I'll see you later.
All right. Thank you, Sabrina. Moving on to the music man, the Who You Got champion, longest reigning Who You Got champion, Mr. Malave.
That's right. It's Mr. Malave. And the Who You Got champion. Absurd logic is something that we always love talking about. But I'm just so happy that we get to share it out to the world, because this is the kind of stuff that we always talk about after recording, after these cons, that we're just sitting down, having a beer and just talking. All right. And I'm just so happy we get to keep bringing these topics up to you. And honestly, as you got champion, I'm telling you straight up, there's going to be more. And if you want to hear different logics, if you have an absurd logic question that you want us to tackle, you go ahead and you hit us up on all our socials and you let us know. And it might make the show. All right. But until then, catch us next week on another Absurd Logic. And of course, Night School Horror. We are in here. 2024 is going to be the banger. Second Rounds is back with a full force, baby. Let's do this.
Thank you, Mr. Malave. And of course, moving on to the man who's back. He's back. He's also black, if you didn't know. But you know, I got to let you know. I'm talking about that. The braggadocious six-time Who You Got champ. The man that came up with this topic to start off this episode, Mr. A-Town Ryan.
Yes, yes, it is good to be. You know what I wanted to come back? I wanted to bring something. I had to make sure I contributed to show that no, I haven't lost the beat. Been out for a minute, but I had to come back with the jump off. And I'm happy we did this topic. It was really a lot of fun to really get into this. I was worried. I was like, is it a one note topic? Most definitely not. It was really packed. We got through a lot. And again, it was great to exercise that part of my brain again. I thought I lost it, but I didn't. It's still there. It was just chilling in the cut for a bit. So this was a lot of fun.
Got to bring it out.
Yeah, this is what we got to do. We got to bring it out. And I like the fact that you went with that Little Kim Mr. Cheek song right there, because I heard that. You know, I need to bring it back, bring it back and jump off. So that was really good. Caught that in a minute. So thank you, Mr. A-Town, because that was a great fucking topic. This is how we're going to start. This is what Second Rounds is all about. My name is Tommy James, a.k.a. Mr. Oh So Smooth, a.k.a. The Smooth Effect himself. Second Rounds is back, baby. And just so you know, there is no topic too absurd for this fucking show.